Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, The Snail Box. Now, The Snail Box is a one-of-a-kind pub and restaurant nestled in the heart of Ashburn in County Meath, known for its mouth-watering food, warm, family-friendly atmosphere, and breathtaking panoramic views of counties Meath, Dublin, and Louth. The Snail Box is more than just a dining spot. It's an experience. And I've often said on this podcast, it is one of my favourite places to sit down and enjoy a delicious steak. Now, right now, the Snail Box staff are on a mission to set a Guinness World Record for the largest baseball hat collection in the world. And they're getting there. All you have to do is walk into the place and you'll see the ceiling is absolutely covered with baseball bats. So they're getting there. If you want to help and be involved in this world record attempt, all you have to do, if you're anywhere in the world and you come across a baseball cap, the more unique the better. You drop, bring it home, which is what I always do when I'm on my holidays. Bring it home, bring it into the Snail Box, and in return they will give you one of their own baseball caps, so you're not without a baseball cap, basically. And help them to break this world record. The Snail Box is just 20 minutes from the M50, and it's a perfect spot for good food, good fun, and making history. And as always, I want to thank Philip and all of the staff at the Snail Box for their ongoing and continuing support of all of us here on the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? You may be aware, because many of you will have seen a video circulating online, that Gardaí have launched an investigation after an incident near a supermarket in West Dublin on Thursday. The incident happened on Blakestown Way in Coolmine on Thursday afternoon at about 1:45. Gardaí say they've launched an investigation after a public order incident near a supermarket in West Dublin, and it happened yesterday. And Dublin Live report that the incident involved a number of youths, and Gardaí say inquiries into exactly what happened are ongoing. A Garda spokesperson said, "We were alerted to a public order incident that occurred at approximately 1:45 on Thursday, the 12th of September, in Blakestown, Dublin 15, and inquiries are ongoing." So they're not saying much, although many of you will have seen videos that were circulated online. Some were circulated by web sites like Dubs Life. Others were circulated by, I suppose, best described as right-wing agitators. In fact, one particular TD has urged people to stop spreading this video. Paul Donnelly, TD, has said, "I'd urge anyone, if they have information, to get in touch with the Gardaí. They've CCTV and other footage, but please let them know if you saw the incident. I'd also ask people to delete the video from your social media. There are children and young people clearly identifiable in it." Now, Paul, I would say it's not very clearly identifiable, any of them, but I just want to play the audio, and obviously I'm not identifying anybody, but just so that for those of you who haven't seen this video, to hear the audio is scary, horrific in itself, scary, yep. Okay? So have a listen, please, to this. As you can hear from that, this is horrific. It really is horrific. This is outside a shop in the Blakestown area, and it's just, it's horrific. It's in Coolmine in Dublin 15. It's horrific to watch. Because you send your kids to school to be safe, and to be safe on their lunch break as well.
And sorry, we want to say and make this very clear. It's nothing to do with the school. It's not a failing on the school's part. The school is not responsible for things that happen down at the shops or anything like that. The school are only responsible for what happens within the school. This did not happen within the borders of any of the schools. Okay, it happened outside a group of shops.
It did. Now, all of the kids in the video were all in their school uniforms. The fact of the matter is that to witness something like that on a school day with kids in school uniform, regardless of who did anything, regardless of who is responsible, and we're not even going to speculate on who was responsible, it's just horrific to even listen to audio of some kid shouting at the top of his voice, he's got a knife, he's got a knife.
Now, we've been sent lots and lots of messages and screenshots of WhatsApp groups. Obviously, parents in Blakestown are in WhatsApp groups, and they've been all sending each other messages, and we've seen some of those messages, and they're all pretty much from parents who were hysterical, mm-hmm. and you can understand, who are hysterical about what happened and are terrible. They're talking about taking their kids out, homeschooling, all that sort of stuff, which is it's a knee-jerk reaction. By Monday, you'll be...
You'd say that. No, I'd be... If your kids were at that school.
People have knee-jerk reactions. By Monday, it'll be all forgotten about. The video will be forgotten about, and the kids will go back to school.
The message I'm about to play from a mother who's concerned, so much so that she maybe doesn't want to send her children to school, you're saying that's an overreaction.
I haven't heard her message yet, so don't ask me to react to something I haven't heard yet. Please.
Well, let me play this message, which is why we're having this conversation today. And we'd love to hear from you on this on 085 825 2626. This is from a lady called Lisa. And Lisa contacted us about a half an hour before we started recording today's podcast. She doesn't want to be identified, and I'm sure you can understand why. But have a listen, please, to Lisa's message. And let me know whether you think she is overreacting.
Oh yeah, Adrian and Jeremy, could you just talk about this, please? But if you still don't say my name for obvious reasons. So, yesterday there was an incident where I live in Dublin 15. Now, I seen and hear all the guards and the sirens and all that. I didn't know what had happened until late last night. And I seen then the videos, and I seen the picture of a young fella, like literally with a knife, during a fight. Now, myself and my fella were having a bit of kind of disagreement over this, because I'm refusing to send my kid to school now, or to let him even out to play. He's only 13 and I'm terrified. And I know other parents in the area are feeling the same. We were WhatsApping about it last night. Now, some of parents are saying, oh, you know, this happens, like, don't be worrying, it's probably a one-off and all that. But, like, I actually can't fucking believe what's going on our streets with kids. Like, a knife, and that comes from a terrified mother who lives in the area. It really is so scary, and I haven't heard any of the news sites talking about it or nothing. I was looking and listening to the TV and the radio and all, looking for, and no one seems to talk about it. So I just want to raise the issue that what's going on in our streets, and as a parent, we can't even let our kids go to school now without worrying that they're going to be stabbed.
Okay, just to clarify, nobody was stabbed in this incident. A knife was brandished by an individual, but nobody was stabbed. And as I said, I was quoting Paul Donnelly TD, who said, I would ask people to delete the video from social media. There are children and young people clearly identifiable in it. But he goes on to say, I hope that the individual who produced the knife is arrested and prosecuted. There's absolutely no reason for carrying a knife and producing it on our streets.
And there's also no reason for people to be using this as an anti-immigration. Everything that happens in Ireland, and the anti-immigration jump on top of it. We do not know the nationality of the person that was holding the blade, but people assume because he doesn't have freckles and red hair that it has to be a foreign national, has to be let in, undocumented. Like, first of all, cop on, slow down with yourselves, slow down and stop jumping to conclusions. You jump to so many conclusions you could jump over a wall at this stage, guys. This is not about the alleged nationality of anybody. This is an individual, regardless of where this person comes from, they should not be brandishing a knife. Now, that mother, okay, she's very upset, and I mm-hmm. get that, and a lot of the parents in Blakestown are upset. But if you really want to, this has nothing to do with sending them to school and not sending them to school.
All those kids were at school.
They were on the break. So,
they were in their school uniforms.
Is she going to, I know she's going to try and come on with us if we can get the voice change working before the end of the show. But is she going to let her kids out play on the street then in Blakestown? like, the only way you're going to keep your kids safe is by keeping them indoors and locking them to the radiator in the bedroom. That's the only way. So taking them out of school is ridiculous.
Again, if this was your kids who attended this school, I think you would feel very differently. The kids are clearly identifiable from a particular Dublin school. Would you be happy about again, your kids going to school?
We don't know enough about the situation. Was there a row that happened outside?
No, we don't. All we know is that it was a vicious incident.
Okay,
let's need to play the audio for you again?
No, you don't. Let's homeschool them all then.
Miranda, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Miranda?
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks, Miranda. What did you want to say on this? Do you feel kids are safe in school or even after school or on their lunch break in 2024 Ireland?
No, I don't think so, really, with everything going on. Like, of course, everyone has the fear put into them looking at this every day. I'm just saying, like, there's banks out there getting guarded by security. Why can't you guard the schools like that? Children are more important. Now, I know you were saying there, don't jump to conclusions, but... Well, I'd actually leave them like Jimmy Savile. I'd pull the two nostrils over the wall if that was my child's skill. And I'm telling you now, he wouldn't be escaping with no knife.
Okay, but again, and I really, really don't want to speculate about what happened, why it happened, how it happened. The guards are investigating it and hopefully will successfully, as Paul Donnelly TD said, he hopes the individual who produced the knife is arrested and prosecuted. And I think we can all agree with that. But yeah. The question that I'm really asking today is, on the back of that lady's message, do you feel kids are safe at school, on their lunch break, going to school, coming home from school, and you're saying no?
Not today. Like, years ago, you wouldn't have heard about all this, and lately you're seeing things and new things every day online. And
like what? What else have you seen?
That's happened, the kids, the incident that happened in town, like that really set everyone off. Of course you're going to worry about your kids going in, what's going to happen next, you're left wondering who's going to arrive today. Of course people are quick to judge as well about looks and stuff, but I'm saying it's because of the fear that's put into us. And that's what you're reading daily on daily attacks and stuff like that.
But okay, we've seen...
with something in my pocket, like, you're going to get arrested. You shouldn't be carrying anything. You're not allowed to carry something for self-defence, but they're allowed to go around with big knives in their backpacks or whatever.
This raises the whole question. We've seen in America in recent years, and we know how mad America is in terms of guns and weapons and everything else, but we've seen in America how an awful lot of schools have security checks going into the school, like going into an airport. Is that where we want to go with our schools?
Well, it looks like it's going to be going that way with everything going on, and people aren't happy, like, about it. It does make you afraid, like, for your kids. I'd be petrified. Like, I do be sitting at home worrying about my kids in school. Now, the school is grand. It's not them. It's him.
And again, this is not a reflection on the school that these kids featured in this video attend either. In no way is it a reflection on the school.
Now, it's not to say about the race either. It could be anybody, even someone that's gone off their head or whatever, wandering around that shouldn't. Like, it does make you more
But unfortunately,
today,
people have made it about race. One comment that just came in there a few minutes ago that was shown to me from Mark. And he said, well, he doesn't look like he's from Fox Rock, does he? What a fucking, pardon my French, a stupid comment to make. What does someone from Fox Rock look like? I love the way people like Mark Hankey and all that now, you should be all working for Scotland Yard, actually, for the police over in the UK, because it's amazing how you can literally identify the... Now, if it turns out the person is from a different country, fair enough, but it's amazing how you can all see a photograph, a blurry photograph of a man, and straight away determine, not Irish, how can you absolutely determine that? Does Adrian look Irish from a distance? No. Do you look Irish?
Well, that does make sense. Obviously, like, it's a photograph, but people are judged by the skin tone. Like, he could be pure Irish, that's grand, but I'm saying, like, if he was a foreign national coming in here, the Irish are in shock, because obviously there is, like, feuds going on and things happening everywhere anyway. But if we did that in another country, we'd be lashed out and thrown into a cell. Imagine us carrying on like that and going around and attacking people, like, on the streets or whatever. If it was a foreign national, I'm saying, we wouldn't be treated that way.
But again, I'll just read a comment out that came into us just a second ago from Dave, and he says, I knew lads who carried knives and hammers and weapons long before we had any influx of immigrants.
100%.
The problem is with how the law deals with younger people. Now, I have to say, that is a big problem in this country, that young people feel, and again, this isn't speculating about anybody in this incident, I'm just talking in general terms, young people feel immune from the law because they get away with everything.
I mean, look at that story. If people think this is a new thing, or do you remember the story? We covered this on when we were doing Nighttime Radio. The teenager in Drimna that stabbed a Polish...
Oh, the Polish mechanic, yeah.
Yeah, the teenager stabbed two men in the head. A Drimna teenager stabbed two Polish mechanics through the brains with a screwdriver outside his head.
I forgot about that story.
That story
yeah.
was... Now, that fella's... I hope that scumbag is still locked up. That animal is still behind bars. But to suggest, for anybody to suggest that this is a new thing, your head has been in the sand for the last few years, because even when I was a kid, there were kids carrying weapons.
So let me ask you, and go back to the question, Miranda. You believe that we need to beef up security in our schools, that, she's gone off the line, I think, yeah. But that was the point she was making. We need to beef up security at the schools. We need to have X-ray scanners if necessary.
I can't name, unless somebody can correct me. There was a terrible stabbing incident that happened down in Dundrum down the road for me 2 years ago, I think it was. A young fella stabbed to death as well, a school young fella, over a bike being stolen. Nothing to do with the school. Didn't happen anywhere near the school. We don't need a situation now where we're having metal detectors going into schools, and it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Why can't it happen?
Because this
isn't... stop people bringing items into schools that they shouldn't be bringing into schools.
This didn't happen in school.
I know it didn't happen in school. I'm aware of that. But to make sure it doesn't happen in school.
But it's not going
to
happen.
Well, you heard that lady.
It hasn't
that
happened.
Lady, Miranda, just said she doesn't feel safe when her kids are outside. She doesn't feel safe when her kids are at school. She worries about the way in which this country is going.
Has it not been like that all the time?
It's not safe anymore. It is not safe for our children anymore.
Was it ever safe?
Yeah.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Jessica.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Jessica. Do you believe our children are safe in school and coming to and going from school?
Not since the November incident and now this. Like, I'm sorry, no school should be letting the kids out for lunch. I'm sorry, because I remember going to primary and secondary school. We weren't allowed off the grounds for lunch. That's the first problem. So why were they out? Why are schools letting the students off the ground?
So what, you believe when you go into school at 10 to 9 in the morning, you should stay in the premises, in the grounds of the school until you're leaving?
Yeah, unless you're sick and you need to go home. But at least you know, right, everyone's on the ground. That's the problem when we have them being allowed to go for their lunches for an hour or whatever it is. Crap like this could happen. It's bad enough the way things are. How long do we like America, where apparently shootings are a fact of life, according to your Egypt J.J. Vance?
Okay, so... you believe that children, in order to keep them safe, need to be kept...
Keep them on the grounds
of the school. Now, you're obviously talking about secondary school students, because primary school students tend not to leave the school. But secondary have a longer school day. And generally, they are allowed out of the school grounds at lunchtime to go off and do. Some of them go home. Some of them go to the shops, whatever the case may be. But you believe...
Some of them don't even come back. Some of them go on the next.
Yes, some do. But you believe that should stop, that you should not be allowed out of the school grounds whilst during the school day?
Keep them on the school grounds, or if need be, as Jeremy said, have your knee-jerk reaction, which I disagree with, and homeschool them. At least you know they can't have the possibility of getting stopped.
It does seem a little bit over the top, well, isn't it?
Not when it comes to your kids.
That is a knee-jerk reaction, because for starters...
No, it isn't, Jeremy.
Yes, it is a knee-jerk reaction. We just stop.
So if, God forbid, touch wood, if anything like that happened inside or outside your kid's school, are you telling me you're still going to feel comfortable sending them?
Okay, so you think everybody in Blakestown now is going to give up their jobs and start homeschooling their kids? Would you cop on?
I'd say some are probably going to start thinking about it.
We did contact the school earlier on, and we were told that the majority of children were in school today, so it didn't turn many parents off. They say the majority of students were in the school.
It has nothing, again...
Well, I think they're mad, because if it was me, I'd be looking for a different school.
It's nothing to do with the school.
It didn't happen.
They let them out for their lunch.
But sure, every school lets them out for lunch. In secondary school.
That's the problem.
So
keep them on the ground where you know where they are.
But again, I could argue with you, Jessica, that an incident like this, for whatever reason it happened, could have happened after school when you left to go home.
Well, then Well, if that's the case, it's after school. What can you do after school when it's after the school bell rings? Either way, no sick fuck to be walking around with a knife in his pocket.
No, there's no argument there. And again, we don't want to speculate, but we hope that the individual brandishing a knife yesterday is arrested.
But the matter of fact, this happened on the school lunch, on the school hour. So what would have helped keeping them on the grounds where they are? And as the previous call said before me, if need be, have security guards in the school walking around the grounds.
I'd love to find out whether or not anybody agrees with that.
Talk about security guards and outside school and stuff. Would you stop? This happened down at the shops. If this had happened on a...
So what do you do, Jeremy? What do you do if someone tries to come onto the school grounds that has no intention with kids in school?
You see, this is the problem.
It's happened before. So what are we meant to do? Just let it keep happening. Let it be a fact of life. Not a hope.
By the way, I've just been told,
Are you forgetting November? Or do you have short-term memory loss?
I obviously remember what happened back in November. Yes, obviously I do.
And what do you think would happen if there was a bit more security? If we had a bit of security in the schools? I can tell you for a matter of fact, that wouldn't have happened.
One of our listeners, I mean, Jeremy, you're saying this, you know, won't happen that you keep kids in school. I've just been told by one of our listeners, Pauline, that a particular college, now I'm not reading out the name of the college because I can't confirm it without speaking to her, don't let them out for lunch. My kids aren't allowed out at all for lunch.
That's not necessarily anything to do with because they're the risk of being stabbed or anything like that. Again, calm down, everybody, okay? Calm down. So do you think that school that she's talking about took that decision because they're afraid of children being attacked by knives? Outside. No, some schools just have different rules. My God, people are just like Jess is going on like it's the end of the world there. Going to lock up the kids, homeschool the kids, get security, get armed police on the roofs of schools, the whole lot. Just calm down. Had this happened on a Saturday, I'm not trying to lessen the seriousness of what happened, but had this happened. Well, no, it's not. Had this happened on a Saturday afternoon outside the local convenience shop at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you wouldn't even imagine security in schools. It didn't happen. The only connection between this incident and the word school is that they were dressed in school uniforms. That's the only connection.
And we're most likely on their lunch break.
It could have been after school.
No, it wasn't. It was at 1:45 yesterday.
Definitely. Yep. Well, maybe they were finished early. Who knows?
Stay there for a second, Jess. Jonathan has been in touch.
Just another reason to homeschool your kids, Jeremy, at this stage, isn't it? No, our schools are not safe. Streets are not safe. Stabbings and this bleeding brandishing weapons and knives is going all too common in this country. And it's not Irish people, right? We know we stab each other and we have our own criminals before you start all that shit. We know all this. It's a cultural mentality of bringing in. It's a different culture with a different mentality. And it needs to be put to a stop immediately. That lad should be done for attempted murder. Wielding a weapon like that around, as far as I'm concerned. He went out in his pocket with intent to carry the thing. He should be done for attempted murder. It's ridiculous what's going on. That's absolutely disgusting what's going on in this country. And I know I'm a far right racist if Anthony comes on in the minute to call me names, but I don't give a fuck. I'm getting tired of it. I'm getting sick and fucking tired of it. Cheers, boys.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Just want to refer back to Jonathan's voice note that we played a moment ago.
Yeah.
It is, Jonathan, complete and utter speculation to speculate about the nationality of the individual brandishing a knife, about whether this person is an immigrant or an emigrant or an upgrant or a downgrant or an anything a grint. We don't know anything about this individual brandishing a knife.
And why does everything have to become a race issue? And again, Jonathan,
the fact is, I'll quote the TD Paul Donnelly, who was basically saying that he hopes that the individual involved in brandishing this knife yesterday is swiftly arrested and charged. And that's all we can all hope for, that he is swiftly arrested and charged.
And Jonathan, let me just name the, because he's behind bars, this was 14 years ago, let me just name the Drimna teenager who stabbed two Polish mechanics in the head with a screwdriver, okay? Horrific. His name is David Curran. From Drimna. Now, I wonder what country he came from originally.
Drimna.
The point is, are you that naive and that narrow-minded, Jonathan, to think that the only crimes, the only people wielding knives at the moment are foreign nationals?
No, I'm telling
you, walk through Dublin's inner city, you walk up Summerhill, all that, and you, as a guard, and you stop and you do pocket searches of all the teenagers walking around there, and you'll be shocked what
absolutely
you'll find.
And in fact, as Francis rightly commented, we know all of ours carry knives as well, so what's the difference?
There's
here
no difference.
It just so happens this was, anyway, we're speculating as to the nationality.
No, I'm not speculating because I don't know.
No, nor do I. Yeah. Nor do I. And we won't know until somebody is arrested and or charged.
But it suits Jonathan's agenda to speculate.
Yes, and I agree. It is wrong to speculate. And Jack even says, utter speculation, Jonathan. Get facts and stop the speculation. The problem has been there long before this particular incident. And another message says, the Gardaí won't reveal or release the identity, ethnicity, or faith he is because they know it'll cause uproar. Jesus,
the
Mark.
Faith. Mark, take your meds.
Yeah, seriously. Mark, the fact of the matter is, if the individual involved in that incident yesterday was a minor, okay, and we don't know,
they can't be named.
They won't be named anyhow.
Let me just check again now. I want to go back to that story.
The Gardaí won't reveal. Yeah. Oh, sorry, the other story, yeah.
I want to go back to the Drimna story, the young fellow with the screwdriver, and I just want to read the story. I just want to read through the story again to check, was his faith actually mentioned in... No, it's not funny.
That's what you're dealing with.
People. So David Curran of Lissadel Green in Drimna, Catholic. No, it doesn't say that. Why would it say the faith of someone involved in something like... What a clown. Really, we have clowns listening to this show.
Now, our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this. This is Damien.
Jess is 100% correct. And there are plenty of schools, secondary schools that is, who do not allow the kids to leave during the school day, including my son's school.
All right, Damien, thanks very much indeed. Robert, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robert?
How are you guys? Doing well, yeah? Not too bad yourselves.
Yeah, not a bother. Thanks, Robert. What did you want to say on this? Kids aren't safe going to or coming from or on their lunch break from any school, and we need to get tougher with security, or is that just ridiculous?
Nah, that's overkill. Well, I wanted to speak with, because it just seems that every time somebody's stabbed now or some incident, they're always blaming foreign nationals and immigrants, as if there was no crime in this country before we had mass immigration. Like I just mentioned in my post there, about 20 years ago, there was a guy stabbed to death right outside my house, and he wasn't stopped by a foreigner, he was stopped by an Irish lad. Two Irish lads had a row. One guy went back to his house, got a knife, and stabbed him to death. So this
and,
is not...
And,
this is,
and again, this this all comes back to this ridiculous speculation from a lot of the right-wing agitators.
The likes of Herman Kelly.
Yeah.
Screaming about borders and stuff like that when he knows absolutely, because the fella didn't have red hair and freckles. There's a border, it's a border issue. All these gobshites are beginning to sound more and more like Trump by the day, aren't they? Next, you're going to have the likes of Herman Kelly saying they're all eating dogs and cats. No, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's not funny.
That actually is funny for a change, actually. Okay, Robert, seeing an incident like this, and again, like you said, it's not like incidents like this have never happened before. You describe actually what happened in the incident you're talking about.
Well, it was a long time ago now. I wasn't actually there at the time, but I remember coming home. It was in the news at the time. Basically, two lads had a row. It was in the Irishtown area. One guy went back to his house, got a big kitchen knife, followed the guy and stabbed him to death in the middle of the street. Okay, so this has been going on since the beginning of the state, really.
No, I was about to say that. This has gone on since time began, had the truth been known.
Yeah. Plenty of young people walking around with knives and all that aren't foreign nationals. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, so when we hear people say our school, it's not safe to have your kids going to school and coming from school and lunch break from school and all of that, that's the way this country has gone, you think that that's a complete overreaction?
Mass hysteria. Absolutely crazy. Do you know what I mean? I was just Major said, I forget which one you said it, sorry. It's MAGA, you know what I mean? It's just gone absolutely ridiculous. Just panic.
It's just panic. Ridiculous, unnecessary panic. Would you feel that way if your kids were the kids in the school uniforms in that video?
But see, they weren't in school. They were in school uniforms. So.
No, I know that, yeah, but they were most likely on their lunch break.
Yeah, true. But did we all go for lunch when we were in schools? I know some schools don't let people out, but...
I know,
again, this isn't a new thing.
But that's the argument from Jess that no schools should be letting kids out during lunch break.
Right. Well, I'm probably not the best person to comment, really, because I don't have any kids. But
you wear one, I assume.
Well, I wasn't, of course, yeah. quite a while ago now. But yeah, we always went out for lunch, but I suppose you could say times were different then. But again, people were still getting stabbed.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you doing, Jeremy? Happy Friday.
Indeed. So a lot of people saying our kids aren't safe going to, from school, on their lunch break, all of that. You've heard what people are saying. What's your reaction to this?
Yeah. Well, first of all, if you know my kid was going to that school, she, you know, they wouldn't be going until that individual, I presume, is being removed. For everybody's
sake. We don't know anything about this individual. We don't know whether this individual goes to school. We don't know nothing, and we're not going to speculate.
Yeah.
But if your kids were the kids, were kids going to that particular school with the uniform that's on display, you'd be saying, no, they're not going there anymore.
No, definitely not. Not until I know that individual is gone, you know, because obviously he's the risk, you know, you have to eliminate the risk. And I wouldn't be happy if he was allowed back into the school. He shouldn't be anyway, you know, by no means.
Again, we're speculating, on whether this is even a school pupil. We don't know. And there's no point in speculating.
I'm just saying, you know, I see he has a backpack on his back. I presume he was a part of that school.
I had a backpack on my back yesterday, John. So, again, we're speculating, and please stop doing that. So, do you believe that school, generally speaking, is safe for children going to school, coming from school, and should schools stop letting students out on lunch break?
Well, no, they can't be with them all. They can't be responsible for this. You know, it happened, as you said, outside the school. You know, like, the kids should look, if that could have happened on the way to school, it could have happened on the way home from school. We don't know, as you said, whether it was lunch break, whether it was after school. We don't know, it was a half day. But the fact of the matter is, like, I can't be blaming the school. That, you know, it's not the school's fault. If an individual is carrying a knife, and, you know, as you said there, you don't even know if he went to the school. I presume he did. And what I really am saying is that, you know, I think the schools are fairly safe in Ireland, you know. But as I say, if it was my kid going to that school, and if I did find out that it was a part of that school, they wouldn't be gone until the individual is gone. That's it. You know, that's the way I feel about it. You can't be locking kids up for their lunch breaks. What Jeff said is absolutely ridiculous.
Why not?
You know?
As we said, some schools do it. Some schools don't let kids off the premises during lunch break. And maybe that's where we need to go here. So from the time a child arrives or a teenager arrives at school, they're in the premises of the school and they don't return or they don't leave until the school day is over.
Well, that's all right. But for secondary students, Adrian, it's a different story. You know, look, we all got lunch breaks when we were in school. I went home from my lunch break because I was pretty near the school, you know, and we headed back. You know, I never was attacked. I was never, you know. So, no, I don't see that that's the problem, you know, and I don't see the problem here that it make any difference, you know. An incident like this, as I said, can happen after school. It can happen before school. You know? So we don't see that as you know, you shouldn't be letting them off the premises.
Is there a need in Irish schools to go down the road of American schools and have security on the premises?
Not at all. Not at all. No.
It didn't happen in the school, you dope.
I know it didn't.
It didn't. I know it didn't. See, and by the way, John...
I really hope, guys, that I find
it bizarre that you're going on about how unsafe the children are when you were on this very podcast a couple of months ago saying your daughter's out playing in the field till 11 o'clock at night.
Yes, and that's the fact that I have no issue with that.
No, but hang on, you're going on about how dangerous it is and all for them. Why can people not come at your daughter with a
knife? I didn't say it was dangerous. I said that if the individual was removed from the school, I wouldn't have a problem. That's what I said, you know. But you can't be locking them up. That's what I said. Jeremy, listen to what I'm saying. You can't be locking kids up on their lunch breaks. You know, you can't be doing that. It's not on. It's, you know, you can't be doing that. Nobody. You know, they're individuals. They're not allowed to be caged. You know, they're going to school, not a fucking prison.
But you also said that you wouldn't send your child back to the school in that area. And the point I'm trying to make is your daughter, who you let sit out on the grass till 11 o'clock at night with her friends, is just as much at risk as anybody else. You don't think there's people carrying knives where you live?
Why? I don't know. Of course there is. I've no doubt about it.
No, there is.
But, you know, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to lock my daughter up now and lock my son up and lock everybody? Is that the way to go about it in society? I don't fucking think so.
No, I don't think so either.
Absolutely not. And I'm not going to be doing it. I'm never going to do that, you know. I can't be going around worried about that. I can't be worried about them things.
But you said you were so worried that you wouldn't send them to that school again.
Once the individual was taken out of school, I wouldn't have a problem. Until then.
Okay, again, we're speaking.
I know you said it. I know what you said.
Don't know anything about this individual. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. John?
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Tommy, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Tommy?
Not too bad, Paul.
Good. What did you want to say on this, Tommy? Are kids safe coming to school, coming from school on their lunch break?
Majority of the time, yeah. But it's always been the case that there's going to be some little dope, some little gobshite. He's probably afraid himself. He probably has mates who think they're all big bravado fuckers. And he'll end up putting a screwdriver or a little knife in his bag. And it grows from there. It does grow. It's not very common that kids are going around carrying this stuff. It's not. But I did see it when I was younger. I seen friends of mine when I was younger who got picked on and decided to put a screwdriver in their pocket. And they were called fucking idiots by a lot of us. You know, it's not the way. You know what I mean?
But something like this is nothing new. And I think this is the important thing to get out here. That, you know, a lot of people are jumping on the bandwagon of immigrants and everything else. Our streets aren't safe and all this. The fact of the matter is that things like this in Irish society have always happened.
Yeah, they have always happened, but it's getting progressively worse because we're building on top of each other instead of spreading out throughout the country. People aren't yet, the bad areas aren't easily monitored if you keep putting the states inside the states inside the states and moving the same type of gobshites into them.
Yeah, no, I agree with a lot of what you're saying. So, as regards school in 2024 Ireland, we've seen how I think a lot of us are shocked when you look at airport style security going into some schools in the States. It's horrific to see. We don't really want to go down or have the need to go down that road here, do we?
I think it could possibly come in. Yeah, I believe it could come in.
Do you? You think that's where we're heading?
Yeah, I think if we keep building on top of each other and not being able to know our own areas the way we used to, being overpopulated the way they are, it's going to get to that stage because nobody really knows what's going on anymore. Like, I grew up in a state where everybody knew each other's neighbours. And I know as time goes on, people move out, people die, people buy new houses and stuff. But it's changed. The community's changed. People aren't the same to each other anymore.
In that we've lost our community spirit, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. I know people from my area who are super proud to be from my area. And I won't give the name out, but a lot of people call it a kip. But then as people move into it and they're happy to be living in the kip because they can get away with the shit. Or people have decided, let's stay in the kip because this is what I know and this is what I've always kind of got away with around here. Nobody's going to tell me any different. That's always going to be the way.
All right. The bottom line is you do see a day where we need to look at security coming into schools, coming out of schools, like they do in the States. You see that day coming?
Yeah, I do. I really do. I think Ireland's only getting worse and worse. I'm a grown man. I'm well able to defend myself and capable in that sense, but like, Dublin's not a safe place anymore. I don't care what anybody says. Oh, nothing's changed. It has fucking changed. It's very different than it used to be. I grew up hanging around the city, and I don't like being in there anymore. I really don't. It's a bad vibe. It's only getting worse, and it's the youth that are getting away with it, not being punished properly. If they're not being punished, the parents aren't being fucking punished either. I'd get real strict on this country. They say about talking about bringing in that type of security into schools that they have in airports, I'd bring back chain gangs. I'd have people hammering bricks into dust to make mortar, you know? Like, it's too soft. The world's gone too soft and the punishment for it's too soft. If you're caught with a knife and you're underage, you should be directly into juvenile detention. Your family should be under some type of inspection there to see where this problem and stuff might be coming from.
Good to talk to you, Tommy. Thanks very much indeed. Let me squeeze in one final call, and that's you, Claire. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How are you? How's everybody?
Not a bother, thank you. What did you want to say on this?
The whole thing about the homeschool and the comments in there about homeschooling, bringing children home to homeschool, is absolutely delirious. like the parents have done that during COVID, and the social anxiety, the social skills of teenagers, that's why teenagers are going on the way they are now. Like, they're saying that all the knives are from non-nationals and all that. No, there's not.
No, I
agree. If you see the protests and all that are happening all over the country, a lot of them are mid-teens, early, kind of start up to 20s. They're Irish. They're Irish. And, like, we can't always blame it on the non-nationals. It has to be... The Irish are doing it as well. But, like, there was a girl in there saying that she fears for her niece and her whatever. That, what happened in November was a once-off. Like, the kids, if the parents are that worried about their kids, schools can put in discreet metal detectors, you know? And
do you think we are at that point? Listening to Tommy there a moment ago, he believes we will get to that point. So before your kids, Jeremy, are finished in secondary school, there'll be metal detectors and airport-style security in their schools.
No, because there hasn't been stabbings in schools or shootings.
Yeah, wasn't this at a shop? Didn't this happen away from the school?
Yes.
Absolutely nothing. Yeah. In the same way, if this was a knife incident outside a shop, yeah, and all the people involved, this is how silly this is, the argument, and all the people involved in the fracas, yeah, were wearing Aer Lingus uniforms, yeah, would we say that happened on a plane?
Yeah.
No, I know it didn't happen in the school.
Nothing to do with school. They just happened to be wearing those uniforms.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay, and somebody said about having them locked up in prison all day, being in school. Lunchtime only lasts half an hour to 40 minutes.
Yeah, I know, but there are some schools that don't allow students out of the school.
When I was going to school, I wasn't allowed out at lunchtime, and it done me no harm.
It's not for safety reasons, though. It's not because they don't want you getting stabbed or anything like that. It just doesn't.
No.
A lot of the time.
You know, and they're getting their lunches. They're getting most of the schools now get big dinners and all that, so they really have no reason to go out at lunchtime. And it's only an extra half an hour in the day. Like, it's not like people are jumping the gun there now in the comments about teaching pronouns and all. They're going off the topic again.
you're dead right. I agree. Okay, so you don't believe we're at that point that kids aren't safe going to school, from school, in school, or anything like it. No need for any extra security. No need for any of that.
We're not like America. There's no kids after going in shooting up school or stabbings in the school or anything. Like, this was outside at a shop and the kids happened to be there.
All right, Claire, thanks very much indeed. I want to squeeze in a few more of your opinions on this. This is Trevor.
Another fucking overreaction there, Jess. Well done. Fucking security guys and schools. Yeah, okay. Let's bring the American fucking style of schools to Ireland. Metal detectors and everything, bars on the windows. Fucking airhead.
All right, and Mark has been waxing lyrical online, and he has sent us a WhatsApp voice note.
Hello, lads. I just want to say, when you said there was a guard inquiry going on at the moment, so people can just speculate about your man that was brandishing the knife. Have you seen the video yourself, used to? You only have to look and open your eyes to see that the man is a foreign national, okay? That's why I was sarcastic when I said you can tell he's not from Fox Rock. You can tell he's of African or Asian or whatever descent. You can tell his ethnicity by looking at him, okay? And these knife attacks are, I know they've always happened, and Irish fucking people also use knives, which is wrong, right? But since the influx of illegal undocumented immigrants have been coming into this country, knife attacks like that are on the rise and are becoming more and more frequent, which is a fact, right? Does that inquiry, right, that the guards are doing right now, you won't even get the results of that inquiry. Because do you know why? Because the guards will keep it to themselves. Because they know if they release the information, like they tell you what country he's come from, what religion he is, that will be backed up by other statistics that will say that there's a certain religion right now, there's a certain group of immigrants, undocumented, that are the cause of all of these crimes, okay? Now, I'm not afraid to say this, right, but a lot of people are, like yourselves, and that's why I say is push a fucking government agenda, because the government right now don't want to tell tell the people the truth, right? And that is the fucking truth. To have people scared, afraid to say, to blame a particular faith or group of people for fear of being branded far-right or racist. And that's exactly what's happened. All right, and what's happening now, you cannot say facts for fear of being branded racist or far right, and yous two are the same, and that's why I say yous are probably being subsidised by the government.
Mark, you're actually laughable at this point. We're being funded by the government. It's just ridiculous. Can I just say, because this is one of his things, that the individual involved in that incident yesterday, if and when that person is arrested, charged and convicted, he's basically claiming that the guards will keep that information to themselves, especially if he's a foreign national.
Well, they will if he's a minor. Because they will,
and only if he's a minor. If he is not a minor, that information will come out in the public domain, as happened with the Parnell Street, the Parnell Square incident. Tell me, Jeremy, where that man is from?
Riyad Bouchakir is not his name, the guy who was involved in that allegedly in that situation on Parnell Street. Algeria, was he from? Yeah. But again, Mark, I've never read a court case in my life or a newspaper article where it said the faith of a person who carried out a crime. It, like, if Adrian robbed a post office today with a gun,
yep.
Like, you're not going to, are you?
No, but
today,
well,
today is pensions day. It's a good day to
listen to Mark now and make me want to. Yeah, but anyway.
If Adrian robs a post office today with a gun, they're not going to say in the news tomorrow,
Adrian Kennedy, lapsed Catholic.
Lapsed Catholic?
Yeah, lapsed.
But I love, Mark, that you think that we're the government. And what government agenda is it? I'd love to get inside that. Because, Mark, when you say stuff like that, you sound as bad as Trump. The foreigners are eating the cats and the dogs. They're eating your pets.
Maybe Mark thinks that. Out in Blanchardstown, there's foreign nationals eating
pussy.
Shep.
Eating pussy
and Shep.
So I'd love to know. I'd love to get inside your head, Mark, just for a few minutes, because, Jesus Christ.
There's a lot going on in there.
There's a lot going on. We are not government subsidised. And do you honestly think the government are ringing us up? So
lads,
they're ringing us up at 2 o'clock every day and going, now lads,
this is what you have to talk about, and this is the angle you have to take.
Yeah, you're going
to
talk about that that incident with the knife in Blakestown, but here's what we want you to say, and here's the 5 points. Now, I'll happily take an envelope from the government if they're offering one.
They're not. There's no
government
being
subsidised. What a clown.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, share it onto your own social media, and thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter. We'll catch you on the next one.